Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona. And the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Good
morning, Bellstar.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I love this. I love this
song.
Strain.
You're trying to get
I love this song. I love this strain. I love marijuana. It's a good day.
It is
I love
a good day.
Kid. It's a
I'm
great
doing
day.
Great. Yeah, this song is a get, definitely gets you started. And what are we puffing on there?
What are we? We're Critical Kush today for all you strain hunters out there.
Yeah,
we're Critical Kush. It's a cross between OG Kush and Critical Mass. And Critical Mass, I just found out, is a cross between Afghani and Skunk Number One, which are just
the lineage.
The lineage. We were talking
goes
about.
Goes back.
Oh, it goes way back. Remember when some of we first had Afghani?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Afghani goo. Oh, boy. That was so good. It was so good.
When you look at the history of the strains that have been just kind of like...
I thought you were going to say the history of tumbleweed.
Well, no. Just like the history of like,
oh,
you know, I hear people that are in their 60s, between 55 and 65, talk about, Acapulco Gold. And that's the one because it just really brings you back to like the 70s.
Yeah,
that Acapulco.
And they use words, big words like Sensimilla.
Sensimilla, yes. And they're all wearing linen.
That's
it
awesome.
It kind of reminds me of...
They are all wearing linen.
Oh, what's that show, the cop in Miami White?
Oh, Miami Vice.
Miami Vice, of course.
Yeah.
I
Don Johnson.
Goes that down. Don Johnson. And really, that's kind of where
that
I put...
I think Don Johnson's linen suit back.
I love it. Well, that's where I put Robert Plathorn in during that time. Like,
Dr. Courtney has... Courtney Love just wants to roll out
off
my
tongue.
Courtney,
so
do you
want
to come on with us, babe?
I got her.
Okay. Oh, she's not. Oh, you. Anyway,
silly.
Dr. Courtney, when we were at the conference, I was sitting next to him, and I'm like, pigeon shoot. I'm sure it was all him. I mean, it was freaking gorgeous. I didn't even know it was him until he got up to speak, and then he was like, hello, I'm Dr. Courtney. And I was like, man, I'm sitting right next to that guy. The whole guy we wanted to see for the whole thing.
Right. I remember him sitting next to you, and he had a child with him. I can't remember who it was.
A child?
Wasn't a child. He was in his, I think, between 15. He was teen.
Oh, it was his kid?
Uh-huh.
His kid was his?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I said, how awesome would that be that that's who your dad is?
And there
right
I was
now.
Just looking at his suit.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Who is that guy?
Who's that fancy hemp suit?
That's so funny.
Oh, that's hysterical. We will have to have him on.
Yeah,
welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody.
You know our tangent.
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking around with us.
Yeah, they happen. They just happen. We got anybody out there? Good morning, Grand Island. Oh, and guess who's here? The Netherlands are here.
Good morning, Netherlands.
We always love when they show up. Let's see, all the hybrid species. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well,
here we go.
Okay. Oh, original Jack Hare.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Jack Hare.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great strain.
Funny, what? It's kind of like fashion.
I wore Jack Hare T-shirts.
One strain you're in, The next strain, you're out.
Yeah, it really is. That's a really funny one because, yeah. Mm-hmm. But everybody should be on Jack Harris. It's really a good strain. You know, we were going to just look up this this morning when we were partaking before the show, as you can't tell.
Mm.
We were looking on Leafly, not Leafly. I love when patients come in and say Leafly, but it's Leafly, Leafly.com, all right? Something like that. It's Leafly.com, and they have a whole strain bank. They've got a whole, you know, like that chemical chart. I love their posters that they make. Like
so colorful, very easy to understand.
They give you a brief little description. Let's just tell you about, because we are taking Critical Mass, right? No, Critical Kush. Oh, and you know what's fun about this, too? Right now, you can get Critical Kush at the Green Halo and Botanica. They give you nearby registered state licensed and approved dispensaries. Let's make that perfectly clear, folks. But they tell you where you can get it, so this is great if you want to get as goofy as we are. It is relaxed and happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the very first strain effect that Leafly gives to this are really relaxed and really happy. And we've got some euphoria.
I think it's one of my new favorites.
Yeah, don't fall asleep because it says sleepy is in there. But
it's all the way down at the bottom and then uplifted is
right there.
And so it doesn't say tranquilizer gun. Anywhere like, on that page, so I'm good. Or sprinkler.
Doesn't say Carmelicious anywhere.
I feel tired.
Oh, no, I don't even tell you.
Carmelicious really is—it's amazing.
If you want to go sleep,
and you know, I had a friend. I was actually buzzing around on Facebook this morning.
Buzzing.
Yeah. I don't really. I'm not.
But where is it?
Because I'm really staying out of the whole political thing.
Well,
and
there it is. Political.
And I saw a friend that said, once again, I'm on night number 3 of no sleep. Anybody got any suggestions?
Oh, hell yeah. Well, brownie.
And, you know, there's some things that stop me about approaching just like everyone because I am that guy. I'm the cannabis kid. I do recommend it to everybody.
Everyone.
I think. Because at this time where we're at, and I'll be getting into an article later on about where cannabis is going and how we're using it as human beings as it becomes more destigmatized, the information starts coming out more and more, people start to understand it, the education starts being wrapped around people's brains. So, you know, and I think I will recommend him because, you know what, the lack of sleep then starts to hurt the body. And then that's where pain, mental health.
Your mental, your emotional, your spiritual, your physical health.
It's wrapped around all of that.
Imagine if we all got really good sleep.
Your immune system.
Fire.
That's the time that your immune system says,
hey,
I'm good, I'm going to take a break.
Yeah, I'm going to just rest now.
And if you're not getting that special, right kind of
sleep,
you're not functioning.
Yeah.
And I know you guy, the one that wrote your comment this morning on Facebook, I know you are someone who needs to not miss anything. So that's why it kind of worried me.
Yeah, 3 days, that's a lot. I mean,
so
I
after talking about it, I will be sending you a Facebook message today by the end of the day.
With love,
saying come and visit my friends down at
Tumbleweed
Health Center.
4826 East Broadway Boulevard. I was just going to say, no, sweet, you're too sweet for coming down, that's all.
You were sweet yesterday.
Woo!
Happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
Oh, good one. The magic in the air.
And people's birthday, I forgot. Valentine's Day?
Get out.
It's Arizona.
No. Arizona's birthday is happy
it's one of those
two.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. And the Valentine's history of all of that on why it's a heart. And
yeah, we should definitely do a little. We had some really fun sales yesterday. We gave people some discounts for coming in to buy them.
Did they have to be together?
No, you come in and buy secretly for your partner.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, come get them a bong, a vaporizer.
We had
someone buy a gift of a certification for his girl. Yeah.
Oh.
I know, let's just...
That is touching.
I know, that is cute.
I'm a little welled up right now. That's
all
really
right.
Sweet.
I know, isn't it? great gift of healing.
It is.
And love. That is the ultimate gift of love. So, you know what?
He really does love her.
That's a lot of money, man.
Tumbleweed.
He went to Tumbleweed. Oh, there's our next TM.
He went to Tumbleweed.
We love this. All right, we
love this. Stick with us, folks. They're with us.
Yeah. Just get
it's
the
not
drink.
All
get,
about you.
Get up. It isn't.
Well.
No, they think it is. It's all about you. All right. Anyway, what do we got going on?
Well,
you know,
I
we're
did,
also
going to
post. You want to share something?
Well,
but while you're finding
as we were going into this,
we're going to post a little, we're going to post on Tumbleweed Health Center the history of cannabis and marijuana because it's so long. Like tens of thousands of years old. Well, I was
and
asked
there's perspective.
I was asked to give a speech, just an objective, you know, history.
I remember that.
Remember that?
And how extensive
well,
it was.
Well, and they said, you know, you have 20 minutes, and I freaked. I mean, I went back to, you know, elementary school book reports. I had a panic attack the whole night. I was going to have to get up in front of Mr. Blair's class, and, you know, palms are sweaty. And I was like, how am I going to fill 20 minutes? And then I started reading history. I was like, they only gave me 20 minutes. There's no way I can get all this in 20 minutes. I mean, we went from China, we went, you know, their pharmacopoeia was, cannabis was listed in 1503, you know, ours was 1800s for us, and then it was quickly taken out in 1937, I believe, so, I know, like a secret in the night, you know, they took alcohol away, but then they wrote it right back into the Constitution, so, you know, we're going to post some history, because a lot of people come in and they're just new, they're total newbies,
mm-hmm.
even they could be young, they could be older, right in between, excuse me, and they don't know, they don't know the history. One patient came in, she was pretty upset, doctor, we need to do this, and I was like, oh, right, she's like, never done drugs in my life, but, you know, she's on Oxy and Vicodin,
never done drugs in my life,
but
one of the
I'm
famous quotes
Dilaudid.
From people who use pharma.
I'm on morphine. Yeah, never done drugs in my life. But here's the list
of
stuff.
Here's the list of pharmaceuticals
I'm on.
I'm
on 14 things right now, but I'm worried about this plant. I get it. It's a powerful plant. Let's give it that. Because you know what? There's power in the plant. Oh, where's it? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you should
take precaution with it. We talked a lot about this. You know, it's
story.
Not something you just shove the whole brownie in your mouth.
No.
Something you
smoke the whole
joint, you know.
Sure. When I went to the Grateful Dead shows, that's what we did. So that's what you were out for. A little bit of a good time. For
we talked about
hours.
This, the recreational side of cannabis and the medicinal side, and how they meld kind of.
Well, I think about that now.
Were.
They weren't. The medicine, the marijuana was not as strong. We each got the brownie for $5. Okay, we ate our own brownie, and then we went and giggled and played and freaked and listened to reggae music and hung out and whatever. And if you ate a whole brownie now, I would probably sleep for a while. I mean, there's a lot of medicine. I mean, we're talking probably like a few milligrams of stuff versus like 150 milligrams in a brownie now. No, you don't eat the whole
and then with
you
the medicine that
out.
It's being made with.
Holding a
sure.
glass of wine, exactly. A martini at the end of
yeah.
the night, your glass of gin at the end of the night. Recreation. We need to recreate.
Right.
It's a very, very, very important part of our life, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just clap for that, because I know...
And if you can recreate non-toxically, why choose that? Why
everybody
not get to have the choice
of that?
Everybody
talks about the importance
of
having fun. It builds the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it does so much for our bodies. And we need to... You know, this planet's not the easiest planet. Sometimes we need to take a frickin' break. You know, go ice skating. Go climb a mountain. Whatever. Go play laser tag.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is that's fun for you, you know, go do it. Go do it.
Have a hobby. Get out there and do it.
Have a hobby.
But like Belle was saying, the whole history, it goes so back so far, and it has been used in so many ways. Those ways are resurfacing and kind of just like a... outerwear and trends, you know.
They're coming back.
They're coming back. And
those types of shoes coming back. Right up to the knee. I see girls wearing
bell bottoms. You know, all these things. You start seeing it coming back. So
the trends are coming back.
You know, the tinctures that are being used for the children who have epileptic seizures, the babies.
Right.
You know, this is helping a ton of them. They're able to put it right underneath their tongue. No one's smoking anything. It has now become a medicinal tincture.
And that's the first thing everybody else says, oh, I don't want
to
smoke. You don't have to.
There's no reason
you
don't have to anymore. You
don't
anymore.
Have to. That's like the last resort for some people. Mm-hmm. But for me, this is what I always tell people. instantaneous relief from smoking.
True.
Bam, it's done. You got your hit.
Now we get it.
I have
friends who have never picked up a cigarette. They have never tried smoking.
Vaporizing is also not
smoking
bad.
in their minds. Yeah. You know, it becomes like expire. It's bad. Well, inhaling smoke is just bad.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do it
in any form.
Try to stay away from the smoke around the campfire. It's kind of like that precautionary.
I know. Campfires go upstream. There are people like that who like campfires. No.
That's where I'm saying that these people come from. And then people want to do medicine and go, I don't want to smoke. Because they have that fear of...
And that stigma.
A stigma of breathing stuff in and not being good for them. So,
and there are studies out there, gummy bears. And, half of the head of the gummy bear for some people. Like, seriously, we used to say bite the head off a gummy bear. Well... That's 3 milligrams, so we can 10 milligrams in there, and that could be a lot for somebody, but maybe just cut the whole thing down
just
the middle.
Eat his brain. How about that?
Eat an ear. Eat an ear.
But this is the thing, it's going into how cannabis has started getting more potent.
Yeah,
more popular. We've been able to take it in different ways. The concentrates have taken over.
Oh, I have an article about concentrates. Yeah,
and this is kind of how this gets into... It says, do you even vape, bro? In California, the answer is increasingly yes.
Yeah.
Now, this comes from Business Insider, and it says, vapor sales are seeing an explosive, classic marijuana sales are tumbling as new ways of getting high takes over.
Tumbling.
So, get your vaporizers down at Tumbleweeds if you are looking for a really nice one.
Yep.
It says, vaping is an alternative to smoking that involves inhaling vapor from an electronic device. Between 2015 and 2016, sales of marijuana oil cartridges, which are used for vaping, scored 400% among consumers who use this delivery service. Ease doubles the Uber for weed. Vaporizers are explosive in growth and may be the key driver in the failing sales of marijuana flower. The fluffy green stuff you smoke, according to Eve's second annual State of Cannabis Report, the report released in February 8th explores trends in consumers and demographics and buying behaviors, which operates in California only and uses data from about 250,000 users on its platform and surveyed about 5,000 customers, making it one of the state's biggest reports on marijuana spending yet.
Wow.
So I love this. I get a lot of stuff, and I post this all on our Facebook page. And this was one of the things that says, two big and caveats that people who buy pot using online delivery an online delivery service might not want to be represented, may not be represented of the entire market, and also does not reflect consumer habits outside California. So this is really just mainly in the California area, but we are seeing this in a lot of states that are taking over this next healthy thing. Is a lot of the new users, the millennials, are going for the vaporizers.
They actually like
those. They love the cartridges.
It's an electronic
game. It's easy. Pop it on, pop it off.
Plug it into their computer and charge it up, unplug it, and go
exactly.
to a party. And they think they're being discreet.
Right.
And I say they think they are because you can still get billows and clouds of vapor smoke, which is quite annoying.
True.
You can fill up a whole room with that stuff if you're not careful.
Not the cannabis oil. You don't...
Oh, the flavors, though. That's what more I'm talking about, the artificial flavors.
Electronic cigarette ones.
Yeah.
With the dripping and the bigger bigger the mod, the more vape you're going to put out.
Yeah, they have these huge things they're holding with like two hands. It's like a microphone. They're like,
right. It's very,
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
But the cannabis cartridges are sticking to very thin, very almost thinner than a cigarette.
Yeah, they're really making them.
And sleek and really nice. I was actually just got back from Vegas on Saturday, and you can actually everyone's vaping there. And you can tell, I know that if I walk by, I can see what's in their hand, and it is like the cannabis vapes. And there, people had them all over. So people are able to vape because you can't really tell if it's the electronic cigarette or if it's just a nice vape pen.
Right.
So they're not coming down. There's no security. And people are having the flavors that actually they don't smell or taste. They have more of a flavor, but they're hidden. So you're not getting that that strong skunky smell that sometimes comes off from the vapes.
Yeah.
This just goes into the popular rise in vaporizers.
There's many different kinds too.
And
I
this
mean,
is
you,
the
you
dry
have,
herb as well.
Well, yeah, I was just gonna say we've got the Magic Flight box down at Tumbleweeds Health Center, and it's a little rectangular, you know, handmade hippie box. It's awesome. It's one of our best sellers. Mm-hmm. People love this device. It's got this tiny little trough, aluminum.
Yeah.
Put your cannabis in there, grind it up in your tumbleweeds grinder first, put it in there, and then you cover it with a little glass lid. You can see what's going on in there.
Yeah.
You know, put your little glass.
It's very industrial,
mod.
Natural.
It's natural mod. We'll give a 10.
So cute.
Natural mod.
Yeah.
So it is cute. And lifetime warranty.
Can't beat that.
And it's beautiful. They come in all different types of woods. But that's just a little square one. And we've got Wolf Apes and the packs.
Have you heard of the new iPhone of vaporizers? Or is the packs? Is that what it's saying? Nothing
it says
that.
Yeah.
It says the packs has been called the iPhone of vaporizers. The iPhone, though?
Well,
really?
It plays.
Is it really that?
Well, it's...
Tell us a little bit about the packs.
It's sleek. The packs is sleek, and now it's better because the mouthpiece that they had before used to be retractable, and that thing used to not retract or just stay up. And the chamber for your cannabis is nice. It's on the bottom. You just push open the little magnetic bowl there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the magnet's not as strong as it probably could be. That thing can pop off easily. You can lose your cannabis. But certain models play songs. They play games. Puff, puff, pass, and all sorts of crazy things. You can make it light up and do things for you.
See where the iPhone comes from.
They went digital. And there's a couple models by famous people I don't know at the moment. So.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to check out some of those.
A Plenty vaporizer.
A Plenty?
What's a Storm vaporizer? What's the Storm?
Use words we can know. I'm just kidding. So it's just saying the Business Insider and where we're going with this was the history of medicine has come so far. Now we get to vaporize, but we were vaporizing back a long time ago with essential oils and things like that.
Essential oils, they were using it as a rub. They were using it as teas like we're having now. They were using it as vapors, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
The Greeks and the Romans I was reading didn't even know of its psychoactive effects until later. Of course, the Chinese did.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some cultures that were using it spiritually, some that were using medicinally. Some
fresh people were eating it.
Eating it just as salad. I mean, it's really a beautiful plant. So,
I actually had it in my smoothie this morning.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I'm back on my smoothies.
Took
a little bit of a break. It was a new one right now. I'm doing about 2 cups of spinach and kale mix, a banana, blueberries, some strawberries, and then a handful of I have some frozen leaf.
Right. You're on fire.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
you can run miles. Yeah. That's fantastic.
I am feeling really good this morning.
Yeah. It's really important to stay as healthy as you can in this planet, in this age and society.
I was watching this water thing the other day about just the bottled water.
Oh.
And some of the bottled water out there is actually worse for you than tap water. And that we were in Vegas this weekend, and I made sure that we got good water while we were there because I'm a water, I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
And
I
had to drink a lot of water on Thursday because I go, what? There is an open bar.
Oh, Hello.
And then I'm usually not a drinker. I did have my vape pen with me.
Probably why it probably hit you.
And it hit me so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even function the next day.
Yeah.
All day.
Oh, boy.
I tell him that we saved money that evening.
Oh, yeah, you saved a lot of money because you probably just sat by the pool or stayed in bed. Stayed in bed. Yeah. That's
an ordered room service.
You didn't have choline around, did you?
No, I didn't.
You needed a whole lot of weed and a whole lot of weed.
I really did. I really wanted to smoke at that time because that's really what it takes.
Because
even the vape pen wasn't getting me there.
Uh-uh.
And I really...
needed the full body effect.
Yeah, full body effect. And I usually have brought my cannabis to Las Vegas before.
But
I didn't this time. But I want to tell everyone about the process that I did do the research.
Okay.
I didn't do it this time because I had enough. I had my vape pens. And I really...
Okay.
We were in a different... We were at the work hotel. So I didn't want...
We were in the DL.
Yes.
Very deal.
So
business
trip slash pleasure, but it was at the end, and I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you can't push that stuff.
When you get there, before you go, this is where I would actually start. Start a week before you go. That way, you have enough ample time to make sure that you get all the information that they are asking for.
Yeah, they might ask for different documents.
They do.
Okay.
So the process that you would want to do is...
But they're reciprocal.
They are reciprocal.
Okay.
There are different websites, different dispensaries there in the heart of Las Vegas, right off the strip. I don't know if there's any on the strip yet, but there will be.
Yeah.
Right now, there's a place called Relief Center. And they are an online. They're the first ones that come up with the reciprocity.
Oh.
You send them your doctor's recommendation, the original one of why and how you got your
card.
Your card.
Right.
Your card. You need to make a front and back photocopy in color and have this. You could scan it to them. You can... fax it to them, however you need to get it there, and a copy of your driver's license. And then there's a form that you fill out on their side, have it all filled out and sent in. And really the process will take, they said, up to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have it all done before you get there, they sounded very welcoming on the phone. And they're very excited about helping patients out who are coming and visiting their city and just helping them feel better while they're there. So once again, you still cannot use your medicine
in public. Right.
But if, you know, wherever you need to find it, a car, if you have a smoking room at a hotel.
Yeah, that's. You just have to be discreet.
I'm going to tell you right now, I walked the strip and I smelled it so many times.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's all you smell.
And I didn't mind it. It was better than cigarette smoke because one is smoking anymore.
Oh,
it's very rare.
I know. I love it.
I love it, too.
Love it.
You go to
and
Vegas.
And when you do smell it, you're like, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, so bad for you.
I can't tell you. In Vegas, very rarely people are smoking anymore. It's becoming this health-conscious thing.
Or they're using their pens.
Their vape pen, right.
Which is way better.
And I think what a conscious decision that they're making for not just themselves, but for everybody around them. And that's kind of where, you know, we're seeing the future of these vape pens kind of take over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really glad that it is that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. No, that's great because that cigarette smoke is a hard one to handle.
It is.
It creates a lot of problems, too.
It sure does.
Secondhand
is
that's harsh.
Is as harsh. What you got there, Val?
We've got an article about harshness. Is your cannabis safe? But we want to know. Consumer concerns over pesticides leap to the fore. This is called The Coming Reckoning on Pesticides. 84.4% of tested products contained pesticides. Many growers will need to change their practices to ensure that their products can be sold. The prevalence of pesticides and contaminants in retail cannabis is one of the most important issues facing the industry. As more states require testing, the high levels of pesticides in retail products are causing alarm among consumers and regulators concerned about the potential health effects of these chemicals, especially on medical patients with compromised immune systems. We talk about that all the time. The extent of the problem was highlighted by Steep Hill Labs, a leading cannabis testing company. It found that if California implemented the same testing requirements adopted by Oregon, 84% of the products tested in the state would fail, and an alarmingly high number for the country's largest cannabis market. Nor is the pesticide problem confined to California. The Association of Commercial Cannabis Laboratories estimates that half of the cannabis tested around the country contains measurable levels of pesticides, though the exact number is still unknown. As Jeffrey Raver, president of the ACCL, states, cultivating agent contamination is a huge concern. Technological advances in testing have enabled us to see the true extent of the problem. As the ACCL reports, using state-of-the-art mass spectrometry-based approaches, we have broadened the ability to detect more of these cultivating agents and have come to understand that this problem is larger and more complex than anyone initially suspected. One of the most prevalent pesticides, mycobutanil, is a particular concern in smoke forms of cannabis because it turns into hydrogen cyanide, a compound that is toxic to humans when combusted. 66% of the cannabis samples tested in California contained mycobutanil, indicating its widespread use despite the health risks it poses. The intensive use of pesticides in loosely regulated cannabis markets is understandable. The plant is highly susceptible to fungal infections that can damage entire crops, which can be extremely costly to growers. This leads to some overused pesticides, resulting in residual levels in the harvested plants that far exceed what is considered safe for human consumption. A single joint of contaminated cannabis may not be enough to kill or cause severe harm, but the cumulative effects of ingesting contaminated cannabis may pose serious long-term health risks to cannabis consumers. The increased focus on pesticides is being fueled by a greater interest on the part of consumers in the quality of cannabis they purchase. In illicit markets, cannabis consumers had very little access to information about its source, its potency, or its quality. With the transition to legal cannabis markets, especially those that now mandate testing, consumers are seeing for the first time the extent of the contaminant problem in cannabis and are increasingly demanding more information on product quality. Cannabis testing has become more widespread as recreational and medical marijuana states include testing requirements in the regulations. Under the newly passed adult use law in California, for example, all cannabis will need to be tested before it reaches store shelves. While the precise testing requirements have yet to be finalized, the extent of the pesticide problem revealed in Steep Hill's analysis indicates that many growers will need to change their practices to ensure their products can be sold. This may make it more challenging for growers, but the public health concerns raised by unfettered pesticide use are too significant to ignore.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
You know, and we just had that scare here in Arizona,
mm-hmm.
With an edible company,
mm-hmm.
That had some fungal contaminants in their edibles, which meant it was in their main flower.
Which means it's all
in all of their
products. Yeah.
And I really wanted to know, like, what were they doing about the other things too?
Right.
You know, this is so important with people's immune system and just healthy people in general. No one wants to get sick.
No. I can't afford to get sick. Their immune systems are compromised when they come in. They're sick when they come in.
Or they're coming to get better.
And
just even the healthy people that don't want to get sick, too.
Right.
Like everybody.
Like hello.
Like really everybody.
Like hello.
I mean, it really falls the whole gamut. It's not like you can go, well, those people, they don't really mind it.
No, they don't.
Everyone minds it. And
yeah.
So it really should be a conscious thing for every single dispensary and every single grower that make sure that this is a huge step for us. And this is why
don't bring
pharmaceutical companies are wanting to come in, because it just gives them more ammunition,
mm-hmm.
to say, see, you guys can't handle it.
Right. See? Yeah.
See?
Yeah. We told you
if you can't be conscious with what you're doing in your
right.
grow and what this is doing for people,
mm-hmm.
and give them the best that you can give.
You know what else you can give them?
Puff, 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 puff My house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
What up, everybody? Thanks for hanging in there.
Welcome
we
back
really,
to Weed
really,
Day Wednesday.
Really appreciate it.
Little taking bong hits at the end of the song.
Kind of get
enough, but
that was fucking awesome.
I know, isn't it? We love that song. We're never gonna get tired of it. So that's just your few minutes to go get refreshed on your bong and your coffee and your scones. And we've got to, I love High Times magazine. Who doesn't love a good High Times,
mm-hmm.
right? Come down to Tumbleweeds out there at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. I want to go back to that. I'm just
no one wants to go back there.
We don't. We really don't. But you know what? We're not going to. Tell them, if you have any one of these things going on.
PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, hepatitis, Crohn's disease, Alzheimer's or the agitation of the disease, chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition or the treatment for chronic or debilitating diseases or medical conditions that cause cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe or chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, epilepsy, and muscle spasms, including those of characteristics of multiple sclerosis.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Absolutely. Come on down to 4826 East Broadway Boulevard, 520-838-4430. You can email thctucson@gmail.com, and we'll get back to you as fast as we can. Facebook us. I try to keep up on the messages.
Yeah,
I get lost on Facebook. I'm learning. I know. I don't even know where to go. Sometimes I just like things.
That's good.
It's as far as I've gotten these things. Mm-hmm. I know how to like something.
Well, you're handling it pretty well. I did see you post some good stuff today on this morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're doing good.
Too.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I've been getting my card from Tumbleweeds for the last, how long have they been? 5 years.
Were we your original? We weren't our original.
No, you weren't my original.
So four years. Yeah.
Because I have five cards.
We have patients going to Tumbleweeds longer than we have.
Yeah. That's kind of funny.
That's really funny.
That's great. Well, you know, they really know how to take care of you down there, and it is a very educational and warm place to be.
Mm-hmm.
They know their stuff, and
And come and just ask any questions you want. That's the people are afraid, and we don't want you to be. It is, we talk about not ever doing drugs and the oxys and the Vicodins and the sleeping pills and the whatever else you're on, and they all have their place. Pharmaceuticals though weren't meant to be long term, which is what most pharmacists and pain specialists don't tend to tell you,
right?
Because their job has become sadly to sell you things versus heal you.
Mm-hmm.
Cannabis, on the other hand, is a very healing plant, and we use it as a preventative. You know, our vitamin C, our vitamin
yep.
cannabis. So.
And I think once this, the dosing, and I know that there's that fear of the onset of the medication.
It will be
taken care of. I mean,
in
the way that someone needs to educate you on the way you're using.
Describe that because, like, mm-hmm. you know, when I was in Tombstone, responsibly medicating, my high was the exact same feeling I would have had I had a couple shots of tequila. I was happy and relaxed and not able to drive, so I didn't. I hung out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But the high for some people can be giggles, it can be focus, it can be creativity, it can be sleep.
Mm-hmm.
The high can be down. It can make you just sleep. You could just like have a cannabis kid experience
mm-hmm.
and take one hit of Karmalicious and be asleep for 3 hours. You know, I mean.
It didn't knock me out right away. It was like a tranquilizer. It really is.
It was
just
like a 15-minute, yeah, and he, yeah. But still.
I mean, you just.
The people that are handing out these medicines are the ones that need to be educated.
Right.
And we try our best to stay on top of, you know, the latest and the greatest in news and information
and
education.
And knowing about the strains that are out on the dispensary showcases and
that's the other
what's
thing
coming
that people,
home. And
ask us all the time, well, what do I get?
Right.
Well, what do you have?
Yep.
You know?
What dispensary? I usually like
well,
to say,
what
dispensary
you
are you planning on going to? Have your menu out for a Tumbleweeds representative, healthcare representative can help you with. And they can look over these different strains and we can type them into Leafly. We can look them up and say, well, any one of these indicas would be great for your pain right now, you know?
Right.
And they look, they have them in a salve and gummy bears and in flower.
Right.
So there's some choices
for you. Right.
So.
Because people, again, are afraid of the.
Right.
Afraid of the
and just know that there's choices for you.
A lot of choices out there. So we'll do a little more High Times. We just got the latest High Times. So we're all excited about it. And there's a story about Vets and Pop healing our heroes. That's a long one. We're not going to go to that.
But an important subject that we'll get back on.
Yeah, and maybe we might read it, you know, in full next time because we still have empathy. Where's our empathy book? We got to get to that. But let's just do one thing before we get to empathy. Let's see here. We've got a war on medicine. We'll talk about our weed warriors. Weed warriors. All right, weed warriors. We all know about the war on weed. That's ridiculous. I mean, yes, you're wasting our taxpayers' dollars.
We're done with you wasting our money.
Yeah,
folks.
And listen to LEAP, Law Enforcement Action Partnership. Go check them out. They're all about ending this crazy cannabis.
It's been long enough. It really has.
Buds break a billion. All right, here's our weed warrior. The NBA Steve Kerr has come out in favor of medical marijuana. The former shooting guard, now coach of the powerhouse Golden State Warriors, discussed his use of cannabis to help alleviate the chronic pain caused by back surgery. Although he claims that weed didn't actually help with his pain, he nevertheless stressed his support for medical cannabis, citing its safety compared to harmful and addictive opioids. Vicodin is not good for you. It's not. It's way worse for you than pot, he said on the Warriors Insider podcast. He also said, he called out the NFL for its over-reliance on painkillers and its refusal to allow players to manage pain with cannabis. There's this perception in our country that over-the-counter drugs are fine, but pot is bad, he said. Now, I think that's changing, but I would just hope that sports leagues are able to look past the old perception. Warriors players Klay Thompson and Draymond Green immediately voiced support for Kerr's stance. Retired NBA player Chauncey Billups weighed in on the Hoops and Weed debate a week later in an episode of ESPN's NBA Countdown. He revealed that back in his playing days, he preferred that some of his teammates were high during games. I honestly played with players. I'm not going to name names, but I wanted them to actually smoke. He said they played better, like that pot brought them down a little bit, helped them focus in the game, and I needed them to do that. I would rather them do that than drink anytime. And that's, you know, that's one of the things I learned for myself with cannabis, is that I was able to focus more. I started playing chess with a buddy, and we would hit the joint before, and we were having 3- and 4-hour-long tournaments, and I was kicking some booty. And the moment I stopped smoking, my game went to crap, and he killed me in a half hour.
It was your focus on what you were doing.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. So,
and that's
anyway.
A good way to start training your mind when you're using cannabis, is get doing something that you enjoy doing and focus that brain. It is training your mind in a certain way. I really do feel that, you know, as these receptors are being turned on and you're able to, it's almost like turning the brain on, almost, the full brain. And you're able to kind of maneuver in certain different decisions around different things that may be happening in your life. You might be coming to a new realization of something that you really didn't think before. I know people have the anxiety that comes around. And where is that? What are you having anxiety about? And that's the other thing, is like, what? Go there. Go there and you're in a safe space.
Well, just talk to people is what you need to do. Because, you know, and it's interesting that a lot of people will go to the pharmacy and they'll pick up their pills and not talk to anybody about them, just go home and start swallowing.
Right.
You know, without knowing what's going to, they just want to tank themselves. So, anyway, you know what empathy is?
Well, actually, I want to talk about it because I just had a little preview into our empathy of what it's going to be today. And Richard Bronson talks about smoking weed with your kids. Mm. And I know this is a little bit hard for some people to hear, but think about your first time you had a taste of alcohol.
Yeah.
I can remember it like it was yesterday, my dad giving me a sip off his beer when I was 8 years old.
Tricked into like a 100-proof whiskey from the hills.
Wait, how old were you?
Like 10.
See?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I get marijuana on the brain has been said that it slows down process. But the process that alcohol slows down in the brain is a million more times worse than that puff of a joint when you're 14 or whatever.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you, I'm not a scientist, I don't know where the results are on any of this, but I can guarantee you between those two things, on your ages and when you're using those two things, it's a lot different. And I think when he talks about smoking with his kids, since he says, when striving for success, you have to change the way you do things. Mm-hmm. You have to follow successful people and learn from them. Any entrepreneur is going for greatness, probably keeps tab on one of the richest cannabis-loving CEOs in the world. Richard Branson recently, at gathering a budding entrepreneurship, the 66-year-old successful shared more than just advice on business. Pot parenting advice, that is. At Chicago's McCormick Place this past week, Virginia Group founder Richard Branson diverted into the parenting tips when Stephen Kelly, CEO of Sage, asked how Branson made sure his children learned their values. It opened a controversial can of worms. Among his comments, Branson included, they're going to have a joint. Do it with them. If they're going to have a joint, do it with them. Don't let them sneak off and do it on their own. Branson says, who sits on the drug on the Global Drug Commission, has long held a belief that drugs are a health problem and not a criminal problem. He openly advocates for his favorite occasional indulgence. Back in 2007, he shared similar parenting anecdotes. He has said joined his son Sam on a holiday in Australia and enjoyed some bonding over the herb. I went with my son on his gap year. We had some nights where we laughed our heads off for 8 hours. I don't think smoking the occasional spliff is all that wrong. I'd rather my son did it in front of me than behind closed doors. Building a brand on a rock and roll, and it kind of goes into how he built his brand. Branson loves cannabis, and it shouldn't be a shock. Branson claims Keith Richards himself first taught him how to roll a joint. He also shared the conference his famous story of how he came to his own airline. He said he was stuck in Puerto Rice waiting on a plane, which I think it's Puerto Rico. Waiting on a plane, idea of Virgin Atlantic Airways, had a vision of Virgin Atlantic Airways when he rented a jet and him and his fellow passengers could reach their destination the next day. He called up Boeing, owing in a record label that could include heavy hitters like the Rolling Stones, the Sex Pistols, and Phil Collins, he asked. He said, I'd like to know if you have a second-hand 747. So he went ahead and bought a 747, pasted Virgin Airlines on it, and started taking rock stars to places on his private jet.
Hell yeah.
So it says, Branson acts as one of the world's most prominent advocates for legalization. He's along with 1,000 other big names, including Warren Buffett, Bernie Sanders, and other luminaries, pinned on powerful letters to UN calling for changes, calling the UN for changes in the war on drugs earlier this year. At the summit, at the special summit, Canada and Mexico pledged to legalize cannabis for their people. Branson has even stated that he will sell legalized cannabis in his Virgin stores in 2001.
Wow, this is a
typo.
Yeah. Anyway.
But
perfect segue.
Yeah, perfect segue to our
empathy. Yeah, empathy is an awesome book. That's really, there's some good thoughts and little light bulbs are just cracking.
Oh, with Branson's stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
That's some brilliant ideas,
the thing is, cannabis allows you to think out of the box.
Yep.
And so, you hear Belle and I always going, TM, TM. And we get a lot of ideas. And we're both entrepreneurs. We've been entrepreneurs for a long time. We both own our own businesses. This is not what we do every day. You get us for an hour on Wednesday morning.
You suffer.
The rest of the time, the other 8 days a week that we're working.
Yeah. Right.
I said eight.
Yes, there are 8 days.
There are 8 days in a week. We are working our butts off. And so we're talking about getting these snap ideas. We jump with them. We try to work them out, and that's what it's all about. And smoking leave with your kids.
What about the babies?
Oh, they're not babies if they're sneaking off and smoking weed without you. What kind of child is that?
Right? Oh, my God. Lame. All right. Why? Why secrecy? So you got two pictures here. You got Dad out back, sitting out. He's on the back porch with his little readers on.
Peeking in the back door, making sure no one's coming.
He's lighting his joint up. And then you've got his son with his baseball hat backwards, and he's standing on the toilet with his pipe, and he's got his little aerosol rose-scented
air freshener
coming out, and he's trying to blow it through the vent outside. It's a secrecy. The major fear of parents is groundless. The vast majority of pot users do not go on to use hard drugs such as cocaine and heroin. However, there is a significant potential for psychological addiction based on the need to reduce stress and or the need to fit in with peers. The key is looking for signs that use is turning into abuse, that your child's behavior or personality is changing in a negative way. So, pay attention to what you're saying.
Right.
So why not?
Why not? It says dialogue.
Dialogue.
Open dialogue.
Talk it out.
Discuss, not lecture, is the most effective method for parenting, for parents who want to advise teens about alcohol and drug use. Setting an everyday example means more than delivering an occasion seminar. Oh, sorry, sermon or seminar.
That's two.
It is vital that we learn from young people about their experience with and reasonings for using marijuana. Parents, educators, counselors, and healthcare providers need to talk to teens about the role marijuana is playing in their lives. This conversation must be informative but accurate, and information needs to be used with educational materials.
Yeah.
I always go back to this. I did drug and alcohol harm reduction for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one thing is, out of all the drugs out there, it was that stigma that they always put on me, that it made you lazy and you didn't want to work. Well, I can tell you that I've never had the problem not working. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm not one of those. And I use cannabis on a regular day. I use it for my back pain. And some days I don't use it as much.
Yeah.
But it's my medicine. I mean, I don't take pharmaceuticals. It's rare if I get sick. I take care of myself. I have, it comes along with that healthy conscious thinking that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't know.
My tangent.
Cannabis is cool. I think we should just have bumper stickers that say
cannabis is cool.
Cannabis is cool.
You'll be seeing those at Pebble Witch.
Slap one on your station wagon right next to your KFRC.
Your Subaru.
Oh, that's what they turn into. Uh-huh. Everything's turned into a Subaru. Oh, my gosh. What is today? Today's February 15th. We didn't even announce that for my bestie. She likes to have her dates announced at the beginning of the show. She knows what date she's on. Thank you, bestie. February 15th. So, in 2 weeks. Oh, my gosh. So exciting. If you haven't checked out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, check it out. Go to the radio link and scroll down. Because so far, we have Doug Fine, Robert Platshorn, and Dr. Robert Melamed will be on our show March 1st.
Top hitters in the cannabis world, folks.
8 to 10.
If you don't know who these people are, look them up. Get your questions ready because they will be with us. And they love to talk.
They love to talk.
And
Robert Platshorn is the show. He's a show in and of itself. And we haven't had Dr. Robert Melamed on.
Mm-hmm.
And Doug Fine actually is going to be calling live. He's going to be calling live from it's a conference of sorts. I'm not sure which one. He's always running around the country going to different conferences.
Yeah, there's a lot of conferences.
Yeah. He's our hemp boy. So
much stuff.
He's going to give us the update on hemp and how it is out there in the world. What, should we just leave them out with our favorite song?
Yeah, just leave them out.
Leave them out with it? All right, here we go. See if it works. All right, guys.
Remember, you guys are awesome.
Thanks for coming every week and listening to us and dealing with us and putting up with us. And we hope you learned something. We love weed things.
We do.
We really love you. We love weed. We love marijuana.
It's our break from our crazy lives that we live.
It's good. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. We love it.
I did sign a couple 8x11s down
in
Vegas.
Yeah, a couple people recognized me. I knew you were going to get noticed. She can't go anywhere without
Me. It was that posting on Instagram that just kind of led the flock to me. And I was like, what?
Yeah, people.
And a couple babies.
Oh, I love the babies. Mm-hmm. I love when we sign them.
I do it with dry erase markers.
Oh, yeah. But
safer skin.
Soy-based dry erase is permanent, so, you know.
That baby's not, you know.
When their
anything.
Skin grows.
Yeah.
Kind of fades away.
So. I'll retouch it.
You were really in Vegas. You're bringing baby.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Well, thank you, folks, for being here. We love you. We love it.
We love it.
We love you.
Remember.
Be smart.
Be safe.
And educate. Love the weed.
Or vape on it.
And bong it up.